miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome back to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we ruin your childhood, and I want to ask you, do you like Huey Lewis in the News?
What? Do I like Huey Lewis?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste, but when Sports came out in 83, I really think they came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humour.
I get it. I get the reference.
Yes, Alan! Yeah. That's an American Psycho. That was an American Psycho reference. Then I'm going to murder your childhood. I'm then going to murder your childhood with an axe. My name's Owen Piper.
My name can either be confirmed or denied to be Jay Little.
Your name is in a constant state of flux.
Yep. I'm just going to keep doing that. That's my new thing.
That's your other new thing.
Well, you're doing a new thing with the fucking intros. I might as well just breed mystery as to who I am. Yeah. All the famous people have like names that aren't really their name. Like,
sure.
Fuck. There was someone I was looking at the other day, and they were like, their name was really this, and I was like, no fucking way. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah, did you know the Edge is really just called Edge?
Yeah, it's not the Edge.
No, he's got no, the V isn't there. He's just legally born as Edge.
I have never understood the love of U2. I'm going to be honest.
I haven't either. Like, I don't get it. Like, I know one hates him, because when Apple forced us all to listen to the new U2 album.
It's fine, because I've never, apart from an iPod when I was younger, I've never, like an old, like an iPod Nano, I think it was. I've never owned an Apple product, so whenever that came out, I was like, everyone was like, this is an outrage! And I was like, just fucking, like, deal with it, like an adult. I had a very cynical moment.
Oh, what? Oh, just a moment? Just a cynical moment, is it?
I do love, like, the fact that there's this whole stereotype of people who own Apple products who are always like, oh, yes, well, I own an Apple product. But, like, the same is true for, like, the opposite. We're like, oh, I would never own an Apple product. And I'm just there sat with whatever phone I fucking like, oh my god, you pay taxes, you're adults. We have more pressing concerns. The world is dying. Fucking
Trump just tweeted again.
Yeah, Trump is tweeting non-stop. Fucking my dog still doesn't have a job. The economy is crashing. Fucking disgusting millennials killed mayonnaise.
My dog still can't vote.
Yeah. Dog. Oh yeah, I don't know if you've seen a YouTube advert, but, like, I appreciate, it was about, I have no idea what it's about. It just mentions equality a bunch, which, so it's fine. It's not that I have a problem with the advert. It's just the wording really makes me laugh. Because they're, like, talking about, like, do you know what equality is? Or equalities are? They're people who fought for equality. And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck else would that mean? I'm an equalitist. I fight for unequal sharing of money. Then why the fuck are you an equalitist? You fuck.
Speaking of dog vote, I actually put it in my Tinder bio, I think dogs should vote. A, because it's a fun conversation starter, and two, it's a fun little McElroy reference for the sharp-eyed. And a guy messaged me about it, because I don't... The way I Tinder, I just swipe right on everyone and I curate later, because I'm lonely and sad. And a guy messaged me about it, I was like, oh, okay, let's see where this goes. And he said, oh, so how do you think dogs should vote? I'm like, oh, that's very important. Okay, I'm glad you asked, because it's a very important thing. It's like, yeah, but maybe they, like, dip their paws into the ink, and then, like, no, Daniel, for fuck's sake, this is important. How fucking dare you? This isn't cute. This isn't a fun little, like, animated little movie film in which a dog runs for office. This is real politics, Daniel. They would use pens like real adults. Fuck.
I know only one person called Daniel who is in a massive prick, to be honest. There's certain names associated with certain like attitudes, yeah. And Daniel is just always
Richard
a prick.
Is,
yeah, Richard,
Richard
and Daniel.
Is
this is always a dickhead.
Yeah, Richard and Daniel.
I like that, dickheads. Dan. He was my lab partner, and then this year he just disappeared from our course, and I was like, "All right, bye, see you, man." I liked him though. He was
that's
cool.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
that's a great story. It's a great story,
man. I have another. I have another funny story. Do you remember? I don't know if I mentioned
another.
This
another fun. Is this the funny story about the time when you said, "Oh, I think I might have licked mold," and then it turns out I licked mold.
No, I was just going to tell you, because you were wondering about it the other day, my friend did make it back from Mongolia, he didn't die.
Okay, good.
You can cut that bit. He did also get a horse that was a girl that he named Morty and always referred to it as a man. I don't know what happened to the horse. I keep forgetting to ask. I don't know what happened to the horse. I think he may have eaten it, but I wouldn't know.
Right.
But then I met him at a pub and he was like, I'm going to take you and your girlfriend to Mongolia. And I was like, all right, cool.
Please do not do that.
He's like, we're going to drive this time though. I was like, yeah, you're fucking right. We're going to drive. Oh, fucking
you're fucking right. We're going to drive.
Fucking walk across Mongolia like a fucking crazy man. And then I brought him home at midnight and my mum wrapped him in adhesive plastic and it was really funny.
You tweeted that, right?
I think so. My mum has wanted to do that for, I think, 4 years. And then we did it, and it was hysterical. He couldn't move. He waddled across the front room, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But yeah.
Should we do the show, then?
Yeah!
You ready to do the show?
I am ready.
So, last week... What did we do last week? Let's find out, because I've already forgotten. Oh, we did JoJo's Bizarre Big Top.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, in which it was clowns. I think the central conceit of that program was JoJo but with clowns.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't watch that because it's got clowns in it.
I would not watch that. You are correct.
Is the alternate version we're going to do is just Stephen King's It but with JoJo? It's like you thought it was Pennywise, but it was me, Dio. And everyone's like, all right.
So, I made the same joke last week, but slightly different. With those names switched around.
Oh, I did. No.
It's still a good joke, though. I like it. I just want to see, like, The Shining with fucking Pennywise now. That'd be great. I'd love that. Oh, goodness me. So how did JoJo's Bizarre Big Top do with people, Jay? How's it done?
The problem was it was the clowns.
That is generally the problem, yeah. The problem was clowns.
So nobody...
Literally nobody has seen it. Not even the animators have seen it.
Not even the people we hired to play the clowns, because I didn't tell them they were going to be playing clowns, and then they came out in the costumes. They were already uncomfortable, and then they saw other clowns, and then they left. So it's kind of
That's weird for an animated show. That's weird that you got them to get into costume.
I like my actors to be in character on the voice record. That's why whenever we're recording Not Saving the Realms, I am dressed as a cat man in strange robes. With a spear.
And that's why whenever we record.
And a short sword.
And that's why whenever we record any podcast, I'm in a dressing gown and crying because I'm very sad and depressed.
Oh, you say that, I'm actually in a dressing gown. I want everyone to understand that I am, like, very close constantly when we record this podcast to actually being in my dramatized version of myself where I am wearing a dressing gown in a Shea Lounge. I'm nearly there. If you brought a Shea Lounge into a fucking recording studio, I would be on that shit immediately. And I would lie.
Yeah, of course.
Great. I'd have somebody feed me grapes, like that fucking robot from Futurama.
Yeah, like Hedonism Bot. It's going to be a fun thing if we ever do a live show, like, and we're in the fucking green room, and you're just there like, there's no fucking chaise lounge in here. How can I work under these conditions?
The thing is that I will be on a wheeled chaise lounge where I will be pushed in onto the stage. And I will be wearing a dressing gown and, like, questionably clothes underneath.
It's like the dressing gown is parted just enough that we can see sort of some ball, but like not.
That is the most.
But like not the actual meat and two veg.
That is always really annoying when I wake up and I'm not wearing anything under my dressing gown and I leave to go to, like, when I was in my uni flat, I'd leave to go to the kitchen and they'd be like, oh, I like your dressing gown. I'm like, yeah, you definitely do because you don't want to see what's under it. And they'd be like, what's under it? And I'm like, not a goddamn thing. Naked.
Not even my dick. I'm smooth like a Ken doll down there.
Yeah, I am like actually all like my dressing gown covers like all of my body except my hands and my head, and that is all that I have. Not even my feet are visible. Yeah.
If I take the dressing gown off, I die.
Yeah, I can do that. I had surgery.
Yeah. We've rambled for a good sort of like 10 minutes there about nothing. Let's do the show. So you actually had one you wanted to do this week.
I had a series of things I would like to do.
Yeah.
So when I was but a young lad, there was this series of books, which when I was a kid, like, I thought were like, because I was a dumb kid, I thought they were like serious books, like people had studied like Legends of Dragons and Wizards and shit. And they were called... I don't know what to call them other than the Ology series.
I guess they were called, like, the Ology series, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they had, like...
If I look this up on Wikipedia...
Yeah, they had, like, Wizard...
You carry on, I'm gonna...
They had, like, Wizardology, Dragonology, Pirateology. I think so. There's probably a bunch of other stuff. But, like, the whole core concept was that they were these really, really pretty books. And they were set out to be written, like actual studies of the various topics. The Pirateology one was really cool. The Wizardology one, I think, was written by Merlin. And at the end, I always got really sad because Merlin dies. Merlin got trapped in a tree, I think, actually. I think that's actually the legend.
The Dragonology one was my favourite. I used to go to like a creche after school because I was with my mother work full time, and they had this book, the Dragonology book, and I used to read it cover to cover to cover. And it was, it was beautiful. They all had like really, really nice illustrations. And like it was like imagine like Volo's Guide to Monsters. It was like a field guide written and illustrated. Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yeah. It had like notes and like where in the world certain things happened. Oh, it was very good. It was very good. I think I have to give these books the credit of like what made me want to do Dungeons and Dragons, because just the general style.
I think they fueled my love of pirates for sure. I love pirates. It's where I learned my knowledge that it's the most pretentious fantasy knowledge you can have. When everyone's always talking about dragons, you're like, well, actually, they're not dragons, they're wyverns, because wyverns only had two legs. And I've said that before, and anybody who says that to me now, I'm not a violent person, but I will eat your face.
Holy shit, this series is still going on.
Is it really? What the fuck?
Okay, so, yeah, there was Dragonology that we obviously remember, and there was Witherology and Pyrology. There was also Egyptology.
Oh, I had that one.
Yeah, but Egyptology is also a real thing, so I don't really like that. Then there's just Mythology, which is a bit shit, but yeah. Whatever. Then there was Monsterology, which is monsters, I guess. Fine. Then there's Spyology, which is a complete book of spycraft.
That's kind of cool.
Oceanology, the true account of the voyage of the Nautilus. Yeah. That's fun. Then there's Vampirology, Alienology... Illusionology, Dinosaurology, which is just paleontology, Dungeonology, which I don't know what the fuck it is, and then the most recent one, there was Knightology, which is the true account of the most valiant knights.
I thought it was just talking about the knight. So it's dark, it's just one page, it's dark outside.
They are still making a film for this.
What?
Okay, so in 2008, Universal got the rights to the Dragonology series to make the film. It never went ahead. Then it was reported that the guy who did Ice Age was going to do it, based on Alienology, which never... I don't think that one ever came out. Oh, no, it did. I just missed it off my list. Then there was... And now, this year, Paramount has said they're in the process of developing a film franchise centered around 13 books.
Wow.
The vision for the franchise is the hope that each of the writers will embrace the books by working with visual artists to create treatments that will eventually evolve into 7 movies with interconnected stories.
Okay, 2 things, first of all. I like how they said alienology. There's already a thing for that. It's called xenobiology. Or xenology. Because, xeno literally means alien. The other thing is that, like, a lot of those films they're going to make, they kind of already exist. So, like, Dragonology, that's just How to Train Your Dragon. And you can't beat those films because they're perfect.
Yeah, because How to Train Your Dragon is already very good.
Probably the second one is probably one of the second and first one are probably like some of my favorite films of all time because they're fucking gloriously made.
I hated those films at first.
I've only seen the second one once, but I remember really loving it because it had like actual emotional tension.
Watching them again now, I love them. But like when they came out, I was a kid and I'd read all the books and I was like, these aren't anything like the books. What the fuck? I was very upset.
I've never had that experience though, because a lot of the books I used to read as a kid, they never made into books, which is really annoying, because then they made Ready Player One and I didn't go to see it because I was like, it's not going to have the same.
It also wasn't good.
I heard people who went to see it, they're like, critically it's bad, but like one of my friends, I got into a bit of a spat with her. She was like, oh, it's really good. And I'm like, I know I'm not going to like it. She was like, why? You haven't seen it. I'm like, you know, but I've read the book. She's like, but it's based on the book. I'm like, just because it's based on the book doesn't mean it's good. I'm too emotionally connected to the, because like when I read Ready Player One, like I was at that stage of my life where it meant a lot. So when I, yeah. If I go to see the film, I'm going to be like, why isn't Wade fat? He's supposed to be fat. I'm like, fuck you all.
He's kind of chubby though, but.
Nah, you know, but like in the books, he's like overweight. And that's the point.
Yeah, right. We've gone off topic again, so we need to.
Yeah, but like the thing is that if you make those films, they've already because like Egyptology is just The Mummy.
Okay, no, except The Mummy. No, except I'm going to stop you there because The Mummy is the best film that's ever been made ever by humans.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. So like, The Mummy is the best film.
It's got everything
you want in a film.
It's got Brenton Fraser. It's got some other stuff, yeah. Probably that I don't care about.
It's got Rachel. It's got Rachel Weisz being cool. It's got Rachel Weisz. Is it Weisz or Weisz?
I don't know. But is this character portrayed by Brendan Fraser? If no, I don't care.
Yeah, but the thing is, you say that, but like, he really could not carry the second and third films.
Brendan Fraser could carry all the films by himself. Have you? He is charisma given flesh. I love him.
Have you read the interview? I think it was GQ magazine did with him.
No.
Like, it was because because Brendan Fraser basically just didn't do anything for a while.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Don't, Jay, look who you're talking to. I am an esteemed Brendan Fraserologist. There we go, Fraserology. Like, that's the next book in the series. It's the Brendan Fraser one.
Okay, that's given me an idea. But
written by me.
Just for this side note, they did an interview with him, like, he was talking about a bunch of shit, and he just does really cool shit. Like, he rides horses. When he gets upset, he goes out, like, onto his porch and does archery for a bit until he's calm.
Yeah, because,
like,
this guy is
awesome.
Yeah, because he's Brendan slept on Brendan Fraser. Y'all said he was shit. I was a Brendan Fraser stan since the beginning, and now he's cool again. You'll love it. Fuck you. You're not real fans.
I've loved The Mummy ever since I was a kid. It was the best film.
Still is.
I would love to do a D&D game set in The Mummy. I think it'd be really cool.
Fuck Citizen Kane. The Mummy's where it's at.
Yeah,
fuck
Citizen Kane.
The Ologies series, then.
Yeah, so instead of just making terrible remakes of films that already exist, like those films would be, I say we do kind of what you've done and just make it, we make a film series. We buy from Paramount the franchise, we take it, and we just make it so that it's just people for an hour yelling about their favorite things. But, like, we also every now and then get, like, someone who's like, man, I just really like Brendan Fraser's feet. And it's just Brendan Fraser's feetology. And that's the whole film franchise. It's just people talking about sometimes cool things like, oh, hey, did you know this about the early Roman Empire? And then other times it's just you going, I really like Brendan Fraser, guys. He's really, really handsome. I would like to touch his feet.
It's not that it's not that he's handsome or that I'd like to touch his feet. He's just a good boy and I love him.
He's a really cool, chill dude. I like him a lot. But no, like, that's the whole thing. Is it's actually not even films. It's just a series of sponsored lectures by us that people go to. And we have, like, we have an actual one on Egyptology, which I probably would go to. And then we have, you know, like,
Fraserology.
Weebology. It's just a weird fat dude talking about anime for, like, 4 hours.
I just like the concept of, like, people paying, like, oh, Fraserology, what's that? And then they walk into a fucking room. I'm stood there with a PowerPoint that reads Fraserology and, like, a flipboard, a flip chart just with Brendan Fraser's face, and there's a flip chart of fucking Brendan Fraser on it, and just, like, sit, right, you paid to be here, so sit down. I'm about to learn you all a thing about Brendan fucking Fraser.
And it's just, like, you're dressed in, like, old school, like, 1800s lecturing clothes and shit like that.
Yeah,
it's not like it's not a themed lecture. Everything around you is like modern. You're just dressed as an 1800s lecturer.
That's just how I should be dressed. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you, he starred in a documentary about Egyptology, which is a lecture we will be sponsoring next week. Titled "The Mummy," where he portrays an amazing, beautiful good boy who kills zombies with a shotgun. Real good. 10 out of 10. Best film. And then you just talk about The Mummy for the last half an hour.
I'd somehow stretch that out into a 2-hour lecture. Just like, what is Fraser? How do we cannot know him, for he is too strong for us. He was given to us by the gods.
2-hour lecture.
Yeah, they're fucking dire, aren't they?
I had one lecturer who I love dearly, but he says a lot, and we were so bored in one of his lectures we counted, and I think in one he said I think it was like 148 times in 1 hour. And then we got so bored of tap counting that we just doubled it for the second half. We were like, cool, so Chris did like 300 in like an hour. But I love him. He's like the best lecturer. He's great. 10 out of 10.
I might actually buy the Dragon. I always wanted the Dragonology book because I was a child, but I never had it because you don't have disposable income as a child because you're a fucking child. Obviously, you don't have a job. But now I'm an adult and I have disposable income. And I need this.
It's just, Dragonology has this, like, because it does it by region as well, so you have like Tibetan dragons and shit like that.
It's so cool.
It's really cool. Tibetan dragons are where you get Gyarados from.
Yeah, so for Fraserology, it's different fucking regions of the world where Brendan Fraser might be found.
Yeah.
<He's> like, Brendan Fraser might he might be here. We don't know. He might have turned
Antarctica
up.
Has a very low, and you have like a full system, like a Fraser occurrence probability,
yeah.
Complete with normal distribution and all the fucking statistical probability.
We'll actually work that out. We're not going to bullshit that. We'll actually work it out. Like,
Dude, if you hire someone to willingly do probability analysis, I will show you a crazy person, because that shit is dull as hell.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Sucks. I forgot about this. Like, the book has, like, a novelty item, so, like, tactile samples of dragon skin, or, like, a sealed envelope containing a powerful dragon-calling spell. So, like, we need to have all shit in Fraserology, right? So there's, like, oh, here's a shirt, here's a piece of a shirt Brendan Fraser wore once.
So much on the Fraser of this, I think
I don't think you understand just how much I love Brendan Fraser.
I'm starting to understand, but we need to do other. We need to do like other topics. I think we should do weebology. Would be really interesting for me to just do a full standard analysis of the weeb
of the weeb. Now,
yeah, that's been done. Like, there's bits on YouTube about like here's the different types of weeb. But I think we should just gather together a collection of experts from the anime YouTube review community.
I'll tweet Mother's Basement now, and we'll get him on it. Yeah. Because that man knows his
shit. I need you to tweet Gigok as well, because he looks like my friend Ryan, and I need them in the same room together to feel complete as a human being. You should probably like put a link to this episode as well when you fucking previously have an idea.
Do you know what
I'm talking about?
I'll make the tweet after, so that I actually link the episode, so it's not just some random dude saying, "Hey, help us make." hey, Jeff Thu of Mother's Basement with fucking over 100,000 YouTube subscribers, help us make Brendan Fraserology, please. Thank you.
Yeah, we just have like a bunch of sponsored like lectures on shit that really is not that important, like how to look after a goldfish ology, public transport ology.
Adology at the end.
We have Train Spotterology, which everyone like. We get a bunch of train people to talk about, but it's actually just about Danny Boyle's film Train Spotting. Is that by Danny Boyle? I don't fucking know.
Here is how you can improve that film. Add Brendan Fraser.
Take out the weird demon child.
Should we move on?
I mean, I don't know if I want to. Happy in this little vein of constantly.
You're happy in this
Brendan
little space.
Fraser.
I understand you're happy in the space, but we've been talking about it for a good 15 minutes.
I want to say, for like 9 of those minutes, it's been you talking about Brendan fucking Fraser. Okay? Listen, audience, investors, my dear investors, I'm talking to you again directly. It's me. Possibly Jay Little, but that's up to you.
Where have you gone?
It's okay, hold on, I'll be back in a sec. Okay. But yeah, so...
You want a drink or anything? You want some coffee or like...
No, coffee's disgusting, go away from me.
Okay.
I need you to understand how difficult it is to make this show sometimes, because Owen's like, oh man, Jay, you just go off on so many tangents, but you don't understand the pressure of the fact that he just talks about Brendan Fraser all the time. You don't hear it because he cuts it, but it's just, it's unstoppable, an unstoppable tide of Owen's fucking Brendan Fraser-induced semen coming at me all the time, non-stop. I am so sticky all the time because of his fucking orgasmic obsession with Brendan Fraser. Please send help, donate to my Patreon called Help Jay Murder Owen and Usurp Him as King of the Podcast.
At least plug our actual Patreon, for fuck's sake.
Owen likes to think that Patreon actually goes towards our Patreon, but it's my Patreon that I'm going to fund a Robert's Rebellion-esque war against him. Which I understand it does require him to have like a couple kids, but that's fine. I can wait 20 years. It's all right.
You could wait a lot longer than 20 years, my man.
Don't want Robert's Rebellion, because Robert's Rebellion is really fucked up. I'm going to take that one back. It's not a fun time. Maybe, okay, nothing in Game of Thrones. Different one. A Fable 3-esque rebellion instead, because that was easy and didn't last very long.
No. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, what's up? I'm back.
Hey, how's it going?
I stepped out of the office for a moment for
I noticed. Yeah, we're in the. I'm in the same room.
An e-cig, like the kids,
like the vaping that we do so good.
Yeah,
we love like, that vape.
E-cigs and vaping are not the same thing. I mean, just
e-cigs and vaping are the same thing, Jay. For fuck's sake,
no, they're not.
Yes,
I thought
they
were different.
They are. The same thing.
I don't hang out with plebs.
They are the same. I mean, they're not, but they might as well be the same thing.
I learned plebs is actually supposed to be plebs as well. This
yeah, if you are a pleb, you can say plebe.
But it comes from the word plebe.
No, I know where it comes from, and you're right. But it's the same way that the guy that invented the word gif says it's pronounced gif. God himself could come down from heaven and tell me that it's pronounced plebe. I would say, God, you're a pleb, fuck off.
I'm going to be honest, like, if God came down from heaven, I think you'd be a bit more concerned than, like... how the word pleb is pronounced. You'd be like, hey, what's
what
up?
What the fuck?
God, where you been, man? Like, okay, have you seen all of the wars?
Should we move on?
Because let's be honest, like, all the wars are God's fault. Because if you think about it, humanity is like a giant group of children. And when parents are like, I'm just going to leave the kids to their own devices, they're going to start wars. Like, every child has started a war at some point, right? So if you are God and you're like, I've got a race of 7 million children, I'm going to leave them alone. Come on, man. Like, I said 7 million instead of 7 billion. That's bad math, it's fine.
Should we move on? Because we're already rapidly running out of time.
I just wanted to rant about God and war for a bit.
Again.
That's good comedy content.
Okay. So that's the ologies. We'll make some fun. We'll make Weebology and Brendan Fraserology, both penned by Jay and myself, respectively. You can expect to see those on bookshelves in 4 months, because that's exactly how long it takes to make a book.
I don't know if you've ever seen my writing schedule, but I never got anything done in 4 months. So
except this is going to be the most important book. We're also going to have help from Mother's Basement and Gigug. So,
are we?
Yes.
Sure about that?
Because I'm going to tweet
because
them.
Because they're very, very funny and talented individuals. And
so are we.
I can't focus on shit and you're you, so...
And I'm too depressed to make a podcast, so...
Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck you're expecting. They're going to look at our podcast and be like, these guys look like people we want to sign up and run lectures with. God fucking damn it.
Okay, so I've got another one here. I was going to save this one, but it's too good to not use. There was a show. I don't remember this, but apparently it existed. There was a show when we were the Chitlin, and it was called Jedward's Big Adventure. So, for those of you who are too young to know who Jedward is, they are an Irish duo comprised of brothers John and Edward.
John got screwed on that front, because, like, their name is, like...
Yeah, it's just Edward with a J. Edwards. Yeah, it's not... Yeah.
I suppose John Wood just kind of sounds a bit weird. John Wood. Like, what direction would you like to go? John Wood!
John Wood! To glory! Their real name is John and Edward Grimes. Which isn't a great pop star name, so I guess that's why they stitched to Jedward. They won the X Factor, and then they became big, big, big English stars, I guess, because they're terrible human beings. They have some natural charisma, which is apparently enough in the UK to get a TV show. And the way this works is the John and the Edward are split into two teams, right? So John leads one team. Edward leads the other team. And then they take a guided tour of various UNESCO historical sites around the UK, which I think is fucking ludicrous. And then they have to learn facts. Then they have to try and take a group of tourists around the UNESCO site, basically.
You see...
So what happens is they have a celebrity that comes on every week. They have a different celebrity. John and Edward take the first tour. They learn all the facts. And then they give the facts to the second celebrity, to the celebrity who then give the tour. You see? That's how it works.
Yeah, I see. But, like, I'm just kind of hung up because I remember someone once found out that my middle name was Edward and started calling me Jedward.
Right.
And I was really upset because I can't punch very well. I really wanted to hit them. So this, for me, is a very traumatic... topic to cover.
They did all sorts of. They went round the Tower of London. They went round.
It's kind of a cool thing, though, to like get kids involved with history by like having appeal.
I just think it's a really weird. I think it's just weird. John and Edward visit various UNESCO historical sites and give tours about it. It's just a really weird sort of concept.
My dog has come over, I think, to like give support because we're talking about Jedward. She actually come over and just put her paw on my leg. You know what's the matter? What do you want? Are you upset? Were you even alive when Jedward was a thing?
Probably not.
You're like, what, 4? How old are you? Why are you talking to me? Is this a silent treatment?
Here's the thing,
you're not looking at me anymore.
But the best part is they get winners and losers. Okay. And the winners, they win. And they get a prize. In the first series, they didn't get a prize. They just won. But in the second series, they get a prize. And in the third series.
Right.
The losers... Of the challenge, you see, they have to do a forfeit. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh. This is such as being pelted by water balloons, or having to go into the cold sea.
Wow, that's great.
Do a dance. Apparently, oh Jesus, Edward and Johnny are forced to take an ice bath to replicate the conditions of a frigidarium. Edward suffered severe frostburn following this failure. What the fuck?
Wow.
Hardcore. John and Edward are not fucking around.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
We kind of do the same thing, but they just kind of tour like famous battles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So then what we do, so like all like the Tower of London. So they do the same sort of things. So for example, if they go to the Tower of London, the forfeit just becomes that they have to endure like a realistic treatment in the Tower of London, and then like you know we can continue our our constant. Service to the death row population by using death row inmates to reenact famous battles. So, for example, they're like, we're going to learn about the Battle of Gettysburg. And then they just get fucking, they're like, oh, we're going to send you a General Pickett. And then they just get fucking massacred. But they like, they always survive because everybody, they're like constantly, like, we'll develop some kind of technology that shields them from any harm.
They're the talent. We got to keep them all right.
Yeah. So they'll never die or be permanently disfigured, but they will experience an extreme amount of pain.
I got it. Clones.
That would result in, say, clones. Yeah. So we'll clone them. So they just get like, they'll get, you know, they'll be running. And the thing about a musket shot, it's not like, in the, like that sort of era of warfare, it's not very clean.
No, it's so, very.
So they'll have a show, but the show might turn into an entire season because it might be the fact that they have to go through basic through like to fight in various Napoleonic wars. We can do any war. You can do the Seven Years' War. Whatever the fuck you want to do?
Can we do that. Crusades? Can we send them to the Crusades?
I think the Crusades might be a bit problematic.
Well, again, yes, true, but
let's maybe not do that one. Let's just keep to like you know big empires throwing people at each other because they didn't know what to do with massive armies, which okay. is just you know. The 18th century.
I just think it'd be funny to sit to hear John and Edward scream Deus Vult. See, it's the image is in your head, right? And it's a good image.
I just have... No, because the thing is that they're not going to be saying Deus Vult. They're going to be saying it, like, really pained because they're going to be wearing plate mail, and I can't see Jedward in plate mail. Because I think that would be a bit difficult. And they're probably going to be the first to die because we're taking people who've lived mostly in England and Ireland. We're going to put them in plate mail and send them, with no training really, to the Middle East where it's like fucking 30 degrees every day.
Yeah, so imagine that. So put Jedward in that plate mail armor. Have Jedward go to the Middle East. They don't have to fight a war. Just say, hey, John and Edward, for this week's episode, you have to walk around a desert in hot plate mail armor for seven years.
We won't even do... Yeah, we won't even do that. We'll just be like, okay, you're going to go and sit where Constantinople used to be for a couple months and just be near a pissed off emperor for a while. We'll do that. And then we'll send you into the desert and you'll probably make it about 20 meters and then you'll pass out and be fine. But like, you could have the whole thing of the fact that they go for like the Battle of Waterloo and they're like in one of the infantry charges.
Oh, and as they're doing it, they're singing Waterloo by ABBA because they're pop stars.
Yeah, sure. Let's bring the music into it. And they get, like, one of them gets clipped, and the rest of the series is just him recovering from being shot by a musket, but then he gets septicemia and dies.
And then the other one has to, like, come out.
Yeah, the other one has to deal with that, and then he's like, oh, at least the wars are all over. And then he's like, guess what? It's time for the First World War. Welcome to the Somme.
Guess what? And guess then, what, like, motherfuckers?
He experiences the most British losses ever experienced by the British military.
Oh, here's a fun thing I think we could do.
In one day.
Here's the thing I think we could do. Here's a fun thing. So what we do, I'm all for turning him into war, right? I'm all for sending John and Edward to the front lines of historical wars. But what we do, we kill Edward every week, but John always remains alive. So John never gets cloned. It's the original John, but Edward's been cloned.
Oh,
so
I
Edward,
see.
Edward's clone keeps dying. And then John has to deal with the psychological damage of seeing his brother get killed over and over again.
Or, like, alternatively, rather than doing that, we just that every week we wipe John's memory.
Oh!
Or we clone them both, but, like randomly interchange which one lives and which one dies for, like, an extended period.
Yeah.
But every time they die, so, like, say he goes to fight, you know, he's in, I can't remember what it's called.
Think of a war. Any war.
He's in the Battle of the Bulge, right?
Right.
And, like, Edward is just, like, decapitated by an artillery explosion. I don't know why that would work, but let's go with it. And then, so for the rest of the battle, the series is just John sat in a trench experiencing that, and then at the end of that, we wipe his memory, bring out a new Edward clone, and then next war, it's John's turn to die.
Oh, this is
and
like
we just
fun,
repeat that.
A fun psychological experiment now, huh?
Yeah. It's like fucking... I don't know. There's no comparison to that.
No. It's like what?
Alternatively, we just like make a real version of the Clone Wars, but you know, with John and Edward.
I'd like that.
Which I would also watch.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the sequel. When the show, when people are like, man, we're just so sick of like, oh, conventional wars are so boring. We're just like, oh, well, we'll spice it up. Now they go back to Bronze Age wars. Oh, Bronze Age wars are so boring. I'm like, oh, what about the regular wars in space?
Whoa.
And then we're like, oh, hey, man, you didn't like those wars? What about some fictional wars? What if we gave fucking, Jedward a lancer with a chainsaw bayonet and he has to fight Edward in single combat?
What if Edward becomes the Dragon Emperor and unlocks a tomb and Brendan Fraser has to come and kill him?
What if... Oh, I didn't have a follow-up shit.
This is very good, actually, because we can just put John and Edward now into any war from any historical or fictional period, and I love it.
We're just like, oh man, you like Code Geass? What about Code Geass with Jedward in space?
And, and at the end, they have to give a plot synopsis or we cap them.
Yeah, or we cap one of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they all have to live with it for a while.
Yeah, for like a good 4 days.
If they fail the challenge, that's the thing, if they fail the forfeits, we never wipe the forfeits from their memory, so they actually have meaning.
Oh, okay.
So if one of them fails, we just fucking just shoot one in the back of the head, and then we never erase the memory, but we never, like, he never understands, because he sees Edward the next day.
He's like, did I dream that?
Yeah, he's never sure. But, like, he also wakes up, because we don't wash him after the war.
No. So he wakes up covered in viscera and blood.
Yeah.
And the muscle fibers of his fellow man.
Yeah.
This muscle has taken an unforgivable turn.
Why would you be covered in your muscle fibers of another person after a war?
Because he's ripped them out with his bare hands. He's the Dragon Emperor now, right? Listen.
I've never heard anybody explosively demand that one of the Jedward twins is the Dragon Emperor now. He's ripping them apart with his bare hands. I don't think that was anything I'd ever really like.
Let me just tweet Jedward real quick.
No, don't tweet Jedward about killing each other.
I'm going to say at Jedward. At Jedward, would Edward be interested in becoming the next Dragon Emperor? Please DM us about this exciting business opportunity. Okay, I'm about to send Jedward a tweet. Speaking of, it's Hidetaka Miyazaki watch. Let's find out if we've been blocked by Hidetaka Miyazaki yet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We are following him. He has not blocked us. But again, he has not tweeted for over a year.
He's probably busy working on Shadows Die Twice, which I really want.
So that's fine.
Can you imagine Jedward in Attack on Titan? But like, they sing the theme song, but we don't teach them the words.
They just feel like mumbling it. Just Jaeger. Just that was a fucking amazing.
That was a fucking amazing Gigok bit, and I was like, I do that. And I
Everyone
like,
does
that. Makes me sound like a fucking dumbass. I was really funny because I was at a college open day. And I was required to, like, I was, like, one of the welcomers. It was me and this other person. Mm-hmm. And we stood waiting there, and we both watched Attack on Titan. And she was like, what's even the fucking intro? And I was like, I don't know. And then for, like, the next 2 hours, I would just be like, I turned around at one point, and I was singing it. And it was really funny, because I was leaning on the radiator, but, like, halfway through, they turned the radiator on without warning me. So I was leaning against it, and I was singing it, and I went Jaeger really loudly, and went, ow, I burned my fucking ass! And I look up, and there's just this really well-to-do-looking gentleman staring me in the face, and I was like, hi, welcome to Shrewsbury Sixth Form College. And he just looked at me and he was like, my child is not going here. And I was like, you know what? I don't blame
you,
dude.
Fair play. Should we move on,
listen,
then?
We are the prey and they are the hunters. No, shit. They are the prey and we are the hunters even. Fuck.
You fucking idiot. Should we move on? I've got another one here. Richard Hammond is a popular... Oh, hang on. I've got a notification on Twitter. I hope this isn't Jedward emailing back. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know. I've just tweeted them, you idiot. That's the... Oh, shit. No, I tweeted the wrong Jedward. Fuck. I tweeted...
What the fuck? Who did you tweet?
So I tweeted someone called Jedward, but they have one tweet. It's not the same Jedward. I just signed up for Twitter because I learned of it from CNN. Oh yeah, I am also drinking a beer. That tweet was made 10 years ago.
Oh no.
Oh no. I got... Who is this person that is like... Okay, sorry, we need to stop the podcast for a second. This person has tweeted us, at Lucky Dipster on Twitter, thank you very much. You're not following us. So who the fuck are you? Apparently you're just a Jedward stan, and you just search Jedward a lot, because... But the worst part is, they didn't even drag me down. They saw what my tweet was, right? Would be interested in becoming the next dragon emperor.
What was the tweet? I don't understand.
I tweeted, would Edward be interested in becoming the next... At Jedward. Would Edward be interested in becoming the next Dragon Emperor? Please DM us about this exciting business opportunity. At Lucky Dipster on Twitter correctly informed me that that is not... At Jedward is not their account. It's at Jeffic HQ. So all I'm seeing is this Jedward stan saw... me asking if Edward Grimes from Jedward would like to become the next Dragon Emperor from the Mummy franchise, and was like, oh man, we gotta get Jedward, we actually gotta get the real Jedward in this, I'm not having this fake boy do it.
Well, shout out to that person, because they're my new favourite.
I will now tweet Jedward properly. I apologise.
You have to thank them.
I will, yeah, I'm gonna send them a thank you tweet now. I do apologise, Jedward fans, for... tweeting the wrong Jedward.
Yeah, we would only treat, you know, the Jedward brothers with, like, the ultimate respect by making them fight in historical and fictional wars to the degradation of their own psychological state.
I tweeted God bless you to at Lucky Dipster on Twitter, so thank you very much, Eileen. I think that's your name, because it's what's in your Twitter.
Shout out, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen! Okay, so should we actually do the show now, then? Fuck,
that's
sorry.
The best part we got about Preacher Season 2 is at the start of the episode, in the first episode, that comes on the radio and they're all talking about, like, this is a fucking shit song. And then in the other episode, they're like, this is a great song. And I'm like, I have to admit that that's how it sounds when it comes on in a bar. And I'm like, I fucking hate this song. And then the chorus comes, and I'm like, come on, Eileen!
Like, yeah.
Fuck! I hate it so much, but I sing it every time, and it's really upsetting because I don't want to learn the words, but I know the chorus.
Okay, so the one I've got now, Richard Hammond is an English presenter of television programmes, most notably known for the Top Gear car magazine show. I don't know how that qualifies him to run a children's science programme called Richard Hammond's Blast Lab.
Because he's got a degree in engineering.
No, he doesn't. No, he does. No, he doesn't.
Jeremy Clarkson's the only one on the show who doesn't have a degree in engineering or science.
Either way, we're doing Richard Hammond's Blast Lab, where he does science experiments with kids. So, I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to find it. Education, it doesn't say anything about... Oh, he was the alma mater at the Harrogate College of Art and Tech. I'm trying to find his fucking shit that he did.
If I
control F degree. Right, degree is not mentioned anywhere on his Wikipedia page. The word engineering is mentioned a few times, but not in relation to him. It's mentioned on his TV show.
He lives in a castle.
Richard Hammond's Engineering Connections.
Sorry, he lives in a mock castle.
Yeah, it's not a real fucking castle, is it, Richard, you dick?
That's cool, Richard. But he's like, the thing is that Jeremy Clarkson is the only one who's not either, has no experience with, like, studying cars. He's just likes cars.
Yeah. But anyway, so Richard Hammond has a TV show called Richard Hammond Blast Lab, in which he chose to educate children on basic scientific principles, such as, I don't know, combustion or how to give good head. I don't know. That's probably not on the show, actually. Yeah. So, it's kind of like Top Gear fused with Brainiac, if you remember that show.
Brainiac was the
Brainiac shit. Was so good. Richard has a nan. Richard's ninja nan is the security of the lab. She's a substitute for SAS guards, but she's a ninja nan.
He also, like, time-traveled his science teacher into the future, but the time machine didn't work and made her a child.
Yeah, that was weird. That's not how it works. Yeah, Mini-Miss is an 11-year-old girl that Richard was apparently an old woman.
Well, I had so many questions because, like, was it... Because she's 11, but she still has the memories and everything of, like the personality traits of her as a teacher. But my question would be is that if her body is younger, that means every cell in her body has, like, returned to the state when she was 11, which means that she would not have any memories beyond being 11 because of how
right,
memories...
Right, Jay, I think you're...
Is that just neural
right,
pathways?
Jay, this is a show in which...
No, there's a... There's,
no,
no,
I understand
okay,
that.
Listen, you
no,
fucking...
listen, I...
You've obstructed my justice so many times, and I demand it now. Okay? I demand to know. I want to know.
Richard
Hammond's phone number,
right.
I will ring him
at
and ask him
right
what
then.
His justification was.
Richard Hammond's Twitter, then. Fuck me, let's see if we can get blocked by Richard Hammond as well, shall we? Let's get blocked by everyone. Where there's right, at Richard Hammond. Where the fuck is the fucking... tweet to button. There we go. Right, what am I tweeting to Richard? Why in Richard Hammond's blast lab
does the physically 11-year-old Mini-Miss have the memories of a fucking 70-year-old science teacher? I gotta know. .. I gotta know. Signed, Jay Little.
Right, I've now tweeted Richard Hammond. We apparently just want to get blocked by everyone.
Yeah, fuck it.
So I just tweeted Richard Hammond to fucking...
Tweet Donald Trump while we're at it. He blocks like a motherfucker.
That would take no time at all. I actually... No, I'm already blocked by Donald Trump, actually.
Are you actually? What?
Yeah, I'm blocked by Donald Trump. A while ago, during the run-up to his campaign, he was plugging merch or something, and I sent a message to the Facebook page about some stuff, and then he was like, oh, thanks, here's a place you can buy some merch. And then it was like... And then I tried to seduce him, didn't work out so well, got blocked. If I can find the message, I definitely can't find the messages, but if I can find them, I'll read them because they were pretty good. Donald J. Trump Facebook.
Oh my god.
Where's the message, the button? Because I know he blocked me.
I almost got into an argument about... I also got into an argument when he came to London because I tweeted something about, like, everyone in England thinks he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And someone was like, no, they don't. I think, I was so weirded out because they were like, no, they don't. They think it's just, like... fake hysteria. And I was like, first of all the person who like tweeted me was not from England and didn't live anywhere near England, and also when I googled it I found that, like, for a number of surveys, majority of people thought Donald Trump was an asshole. And I was like,
yes, I found it. Okay. Okay. Oh no, never mind, I think I just messaged Donald out of nowhere. Oh no, it's a bug. Oh god. Okay, so this was in 2016. I'm going to send you this, and we're going to do this...
What a year.
We're going to do this as a radio play. I'm going to send you this, and I want you to be Donald.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to be Donald.
Or I can just read it if you want.
I mean, no, I just want to stay up front. Donald Trump's a fucking cunt, and I hate him. So...
Okay, there's a lot of pictures in this, so...
Oh, no.
Okay, no. What do you mean? Not of me.
I don't want to see... I've seen it before. I don't want to see your penis.
It's not
again.
That, I promise.
This is just like when we went to Madrid. It's not my penis, Jay. And then, guess what? Penis.
I said to Donald, Donald, you are a beautiful tan-faced business boy and one of America's beautiful children. You can bet your patootie that I'm going to get down to that polling station and write the beautiful tan-faced business boy next to your name and then put a big ol' X to it. However, I was wondering what your standpoint on memes and where you fall on the Harambe issue. Thanks. This was 2016, so Harambe was relevant. Thanks, a concerned citizen.
Okay, so on the next
video. Yeah, you're this part.
It's impossible to tell with bleach bit what actually happened with Harambe. Hashtag WikiLeaks. Hashtag Trump for Harambe. What the fuck?
This was an actual... Okay. This is the hashtag official Twitter page. I need to make this very clear. Thanks, Donnie, you beautiful man. However, as a filthy immigrant, I can't vote in the election, but you can be damn sure that if I was an American, I'd vote for Trump. Hashtag small dicks out for Harambe. Then he didn't reply for a bit, so I said, Donnie, my dude, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. I would like to take you out for dinner. And then he sent me an image of him saying, this election comes all comes down to you. You be a voter. And then I said, I just said I'm not interested in voting, my man. I'm British, but I'd love to take you out to dinner, you beautiful boy. And then he was like, then there was another image about what he would do and what Hillary would do. And then I was like, Donald, I feel like you're not listening. "It was nice hearing from you," he says. "This is a movement, and we will make America stronger and better than before. I need you to come out on November 8th and vote." And I said, "Donald, I can't vote, remember?" Then, 4 days later, apropos of nothing, he sends me another message. This isn't Donald. This is probably just part of his campaign staff, but I like to think it's Donald. "Thank you for all your support. This is a movement. Blah, 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 blah. I'm voting Trump and Pence." Nothing. I don't respond. Then, another 4 days later, he sends you, "Thank you, America," after he got elected. I was furious at this point. And then he said, "Thank you. We couldn't have done this without you. I promise you we will make America." And I just said, "Oh, fuck off, Donald, because I'm not dealing with it." And then, a month later, he sends me a plug for his merch.
What the fuck?
It's just like, what the fuck? For $82, I could have got a hat, a button, and a tumbler, like a glass, for $82.
That's, Donald Trump is such a weird thing, because it's like Jim Jefferies says, where it's like, he's kind of funny, but like, also, what the fuck?
So that's that.
Because like...
This was the section on Richard Hammond's Blast Lab.
Where we just talked about Donald Trump, and I hate him so much. It makes me so angry.
The worst part is we haven't got long left on the show. We need to wrap it up, so we need to find one.
I love that. Like, the reason he probably didn't respond to the second one is because he probably saw the word immigrant. Because he's a fucking... I'm sorry, I'm going to take a side here. If you fucking look at someone, you're like, that person came from another country, therefore their argument is invalid, okay? You're an idiot. An you're stupid. Especially if you're an American, where everyone's a fucking immigrant.
Or the son of an immigrant, or whatever.
It's like that fucking picture I've seen, like, ages ago, when someone was like... It was like a picture of a redneck, and they were like, "Oh man, immigrants should go back to their home country." And then the next picture is a picture of a Native American going, "Yeah, go back." Like, fuck you, fuck you, just fuck you, ass, Jesus Christ. This shit makes me so angry, because I fucking have family members who fucking yell about this shit. It pisses me the fuck off.
So Richard...
That's the closest I've ever got to legitimate rage on this show, by the way. If anybody's wondering what actual angry Jay sounds like, I just yell, I hate these people.
So Richard Hammond's
fucking
Blast Lab,
hell. So angry now. I hate these people. Fuck you.
Are you alright, boy?
No, I'm not. I fucking... This whole...
It's alright. Donald's gone. We're not talking about Donald anymore. We're talking about Richard Hammond.
Good. But he's not gone. That's the problem.
He's not gone. We've got him for another 2 years. But like, we'll...
I've actually had to take my dressing gown off. I got to take
it off. So Richard Hammond's...
Fuck.
How do I ruin Richard Hammond's Blast Lab?
I don't know. I think...
Donald Trump's Blast Lab.
I think maybe if... Okay, you could just make, like... No, I'm not... We've talked about some dumb, bad shit. I'm not working with Donald Trump.
You refuse to work with Donald.
Donald Trump came... If you said, like, "I've got a surprise for you, Jay," and then you brought out Donald Trump, I would hit him really hard.
Well, Jay...
I've never genuinely hit anyone, but I will summon the force to deck him. Fuck that guy. Okay, alright, moving on. You could just make Richard Hammond's Blast Lab really dull by having it be actual science. Or just like have the mini-miss come back, and then she's like, "I'm bringing in some of my scientific colleagues," and then they just do real science for like 20 minutes, and it's just like reinforcing stuff that's pretty much common knowledge at this point.
There's no fun
because a lot of people think like a science laboratory is like, "Oh man, you know, fucking, you just do cool science." No, you do the experiments, and they take, like, fuck all time. And then the rest of your report is you writing the report. And it's just that, like, "We did about 3 runs of the same experiment with the sodium crystals to ensure that the x-rays were diffracted properly along the lattice." It's like,
with slightly different results. Oh, sorry, someone's asking for podcast recommendations, and I'm going to just go and quickly plug ours.
Oh my god. The end of this episode turned into tweeting Jay yelling about how he hates people who think immigrants are invalids. Fuck them!
So thank you so much for listening to the Get the Children. This is a slightly weirder episode, but we'll go for it. Fuck me sideways. Jay, fuck. My brain has just turned off. So, yeah, are you happy to end it there?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what else can you go from just, idiocy?
Or do you reckon we've got time to do one more real quick?
I don't know. It depends what
you want. Beyblade with fidget spinners! Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. My name's been Owen Piper.
My name...
We're not ending it. I'm going to do the plug in a minute.
On the normal... Normal distribution. I don't know.
Beyblade with fidget spinners, that's what we did. If anyone asks, that's what we've done. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to the show. There are two main ways you can support us. You can do so with your mouth, by going onto your social medias. You can follow us, TOTCcast on Twitter, at TOTCcast, I should say. We're on Facebook, TOTCcast over there. We have an email, TOTCcast@gmail.com. You can send us your suggestions like that. That'd be really useful, because we need them to make the show good. Because we need suggestions. That'd be great. You can also go over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review for the show. That would be really good. It helps us get up the algorithms, get more listeners, which means more suggestions, which means we can do more comedy, which is, you know, depending on your perspective, a good or bad thing. And yeah, those are the main ways. Is there anything else you can tell us how? You can just tweet me and tell me that I'm cool if you want. That'd be nice.
You could tweet me as well.
Yeah.
I need in constant validation.
As do I. It's a problem.
I exist in a permanent state of sadness and rage, as you can tell.
It's a problem.
It affects my relationships terribly.
Okay, this is getting a little bit too real, Mel, because you kind of just hit me right where I live. If you want to support us with in another way, you can do so with your wallet. You can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a few dollars over there. It'll help the show become self-sustaining, which would be real nice, because that means I haven't got to worry about the episodes just suddenly disappearing one day. Which may happen. Shit, when's the SoundCloud bill go out again? Hopefully not today, because I don't get paid till tomorrow, so let's find out, I guess. Jay, have you got anything you want to plug? Do you want to plug anything?
I would like to plug my creative endeavours. I recently released a new chapter of my story, collection of stories, under the title Tales from the Wanderer's Realm, which is a fantasy series about a bunch of people basically fucking about and killing a lot of people. It's got saber cat people, it's got vampire demon creatures, it's got now a woman who suffered a terrible injury, so it's not really a spoiler.
Terrible injuries, you think? Jay's got you covered.
Yeah, if fucking grievous bodily harm is what gets you going, I'm on your side, bruv. I don't want to follow that bit up, I'm sorry. But yeah, I post it semi-regularly. So I will.
Speaking of things that are semi-regularly, we have another podcast. It's meant to be bi-weekly, but oh well, fuck it. It's called Not Saving the Realm. It's a D&D actual play podcast. I promise you, there will be an episode within the next 7 days at time of recording, because I fucked up. I won't lie to you. There are this run of recording has had severe problems that I'm just having a lot of issues trying to fix, and it's a problem. It will be done. I swear this to you. I've got some days off work coming up soon. I'm going to dedicate some time to fixing it. So we'll be updating very soon.
Can we get a hype man?
We get a hype man. I am the hype man. What? We're our own hype man.
Yeah, but like good one.
What do you mean a good one? We don't, Jay. This is why people need to share the show around like a comedy disease, because then more people will hear about it. Tell your friends on social media. We don't advertise the show in any way. It'd be really nice to get some more listeners, because then the more listeners we have, the better the show will be. Because that's how
the more works. Suggestions we get, and the more childhoods we can ruin and have a good
exactly.
time.
Exactly, and also spread the. We have a quota to meet by the end of the year, because if we don't do that, our souls are on the line. So you know.
What Owen's is, I sold mine long ago.
Yes, you did. Mine is, though, and I need it.
I'm good at for business savvy. Savvy? Sava?
Sava bien, merci. Et tu?
Donde están mis pantalones?
Donde está la biblioteca?
Where is the library?
Mi amo T-Bone, la araña discoteca. Discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca. I fucking forgot the rest of it. Shit. What is it?
Sat Sri Akal. For my Punjabi fans. What the fuck? I probably butchered that pronunciation, but there you go.
I'm going to just put this in at the...
I believe that means...
I'm going to just do this. I'm going to just...
God is within
you. I'm going to just put it in at the start of the episode without any fucking... Without any fucking context. I'm going to just do it.
What, just us doing Spanish, Punjabi, and
no,
French?
No, I'm going to do the donde, esta, la biblioteca, mi amo T-Bone, la araña discoteca, discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca, es un bigote grande, pero manteca, bigote, gigante, pequeño, si ese es nueve, si ese es bueno, buenos días, me gusta papas frías, bigote le da cabra, es Cameron Diaz! Yeah, boy, that was a joke.
We lost all of our Spanish fans.
Yes, none of them. That was.
I'm going to Spain next week to spread the word.
That was a reference to a show.
I don't know the show. All I understood was a few words.
Because you're a pleb.
No, I'm a plebe.
This fucking show. Jay, do you have any parting advice you'd like to give to the to our audience?
Yeah. No, I don't. I've got nothing. I'm spent. I spent all my rage.
Shit. Okay. Just... Right. I'll fuck.
Guys, if you have any American fans, go vote for people who don't suck dick.
That's not a bad one. Again, it wasn't funny.
Did you? It's actually illegal to coerce voters in Canada to vote for certain candidates. Hmm. You can get fined.
I'm on wishes.message.com. And I'm just looking at some funny farewell messages. So here we go. If I had to play a final prank on you before bidding you farewell, I would tie your legs to a cubicle when you aren't looking so you could never leave. Goodbye. My name has been Owen Piper.
Listen, my name changes weekly, but I think this week it might be Jay Little.
You've been listening to Think of the Children, and this is a witty sign. Fuck, that's the old sign-off! Fuck! I know! Oh, no! I ruined it! We gotta do it again. Shit. Fuck. Bastard. We got it in two. Thank you so much for listening. This episode is a mess.
Bye.
Bye.